Today, we are going to cover the Albany County Climate Resiliency Plan, and we are talking with Lucas Rogers, who is the Economic Development and Sustainability Coordinator in the Office of the Albany County Executive, as well as Liz King, who is a consultant with Bergman, who assisted in the development of the plan. So, Lucas, maybe you could start off explaining, you know, why is the Albany County developing a climate resiliency plan? And, you know, where is the plan at the moment?
Thanks, Mark. That's a great starting point, because this really was a first of its kind initiative for the county. We had lots of previous sustainability initiatives, but this was our first foray into a climate resiliency plan. We were earlier in 2019 awarded funding by New York State Department of State to complete this initiative. And really what it's all about is being proactive. That's the reason we took this plan on. We in the county have a lot of strengths from a climate perspective and a lot of strength from a sustainability perspective, but we wanted to build on those strengths. And so what this plan does, it starts by coming up with sort of a vision of what does resiliency mean to Albany County. And that was created in partnership with a myriad of stakeholders. So we engaged what we called a technical advisory committee of local partners who have expertise in these fields, as well as a municipal committee with representatives from each of the towns, cities, and villages in the county, and several other stakeholder public meetings, et cetera, to craft that vision. And then from there, it followed a process of identify the assets in the county that are key to the way we live and work, assess the climate risk to those assets, and that those fall into different categories, but our housing, our hospitals, our educational institutions, our airport, things of that nature, assess the risk, and then identify policies, projects, and programs that the county can lead or partner with local organizations on in order to address those risks. So that's really the, to oversimplify a very complicated plan, that's the process that we followed. And to your question about where we are today, we're in the final phase of receiving comments on the plan and hope to have a final report out in the coming month or so.
So this is a resiliency plan, which, as you mentioned, you know, basically address the risk and vulnerabilities associated with basically climate change, sea level rise, flood, and other climate hazards. How would you distinguish that or relate that to sort of climate mitigation and adaptation? And, you know, do you plan to, I don't know, maybe address those related issues separately in a separate report later on?
Yeah, I think it's twofold. I think that we made an effort to highlight many of the county's mitigation efforts. And just to make that distinction, and many know, but some may not, you know, mitigation is all the actions we're taking to prevent climate change. And that's procuring renewable energy, promoting electrification of vehicles, things along those lines. And we made an effort to highlight many of those actions in the plan, but we also wanted to be cognizant of avoiding sort of mission creep or plan creep, where if we tried to tackle everything related to climate change in this plan, we would really devalue what the plan was intended to be, which is focused on mitigation and resilience. Or rather, adaptation and especially resilience, which is how do we respond? How do we prepare is adaptation, but then how do we respond and making sure our infrastructure is hardened on the one hand, but there's non-infrastructure items in this plan about, you know, making sure we have the right networks in place to build back after an event. And that obviously ties to resiliency. And making sure that our assets are proactively protected, but that, you know, you can have things like temporary housing for in the event of a major disaster, or resources for businesses on how to respond to a major disaster. And, you know, we obviously over the last 3 years just went through with the COVID-19 pandemic, not a climate disaster, but a disaster that severely impacted. And we take a lot of lessons from that. And just finally to your question on how will or do we plan to address the mitigation side of things? We are fortunate to be kicking off a greenhouse gas inventory in the coming weeks. And the plan is to follow that with what you'd call a climate action plan. And that looks more at those items, looks more holistically at the county and the community to say, what steps are we taking to reduce emissions in the county?
Now, one thing you mentioned was the issue of like, how do you build back after so an extreme weather event? And I happen to live along the Poconkeel Creek over in Rensselaer County. But sort of, you know, a lot of flooding and damage, particularly after Hurricane Irene a number of years ago. You know, does the plan anticipate making any type of suggestions to municipalities about, you know, maybe taking a step back as the, you know, these floodplains begin to expand during climate change and maybe not allowing people to build back in areas that are likely to be flooded in the future?
It does have some recommendations to look at how we build in the future. And that starts with data. There's plenty of anecdotal information, but which is important. But one of the things we looked at in the plan is making sure that our communities and our residents had access to the, and frankly, you know, builders and developers had access to the best data about the areas of the county that are prone to not just current flood risk, but future flood risk. And we have data sets that anticipate out in, you know, 2050 and beyond. So that's one part of your question. The other part that we talk about in the plan is partnering with municipalities on a few areas where they can be proactive around the way they, you know, they look at their internal policies and programs. One is participation in what's called a CRS program. And what that does, it's called the Community Rating System from FEMA. And it basically gives each municipality the tools they need to evaluate planning and zoning policies and things of that nature to make that kind of informed decision. And we had funding in the plan to work with one community to pursue that CRS rating. And the benefit of that rating is if you're successful, you actually have the opportunity to reduce flood insurance bills for your residents. So there's a real incentive. It's not just do it because it's the right thing to do. It's a real incentive to pursue that. We are working with Green Island as part of that plan. But as part of that effort, we're creating basically a template for other communities to be able to mimic and to work on into the future.
So we only have about 30 seconds left. So it's a two-part question. Any major strategies you saw arising out of this? And if people want to get more information about the plan, how best to do that?
The easiest way, there's a URL. It's go to the county website, and there's a section on the climate resiliency plan. Frankly, Googling Albany County Climate Resiliency Plan is the fastest way you're going to get there. As far as overarching strategies, there are many, but all of these plans focus on collaboration. The county may be lead on many of them, but whether it's looking at a resilient homes program, looking at a Green Streets initiative, or sort of a climate core of volunteers, all of these require partnerships. And the biggest takeaway, if I could, is we don't, and the county executive does not want this to be a plan that sits on a shelf. We are looking to really take a few of these recommendations in the plan and act on them quickly
We're out of time, unfortunately. We've been talking with Lucas Roger and Liz King, Albany County Climate Resiliency Plan. And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.